Hello, today is October 3rd, 2024. My name is Drew, otherwise known as XEQ from last time, and I'm here with
I'm Grubbs, also known as Emmy. I'm a new addition.
and I'm Gabe, also known as Fun IC from the previous time. Today we wanted to talk about the younger generation and how we think it will impact us as we grow older. So what do you guys think about some of the relevant media for children, these days? Seems
To
like
be
they're
fair, I've been thinking it's kind of concerning, especially as how much the younger generation has been on their electronics, you know?
Yeah, you're right about that. Especially they don't they're all they know really is screens
Yeah.
because they're just so tied to it. Especially us nowadays, we are so reliant on
We're very, what Gabe meant to say is that we're very reliant on technology right now. And, I mean, it's not very good, even though it could help us a lot. Technology also has its downsides, like,
It
with
helps
the
us
Gen Alpha.
stick to our screens most of the time and waste our time, huh?
Yeah, I feel like it deters from what we should be actually doing. I heard that in schools they don't even teach phonics anymore. Like, you know
Really?
how we used to teach out like sounds? We would like sound out words like apple, like apple, instead of just like memorizing them. I hear that they do this whole thing called whole language, and they don't actually teach them like phonics and sounding out words.
Do you think they still teach the calligraphy in elementary school?
Calligraphy, as in like cursive, correct?
Yeah, cursive, yeah.
I don't think they teach them anymore.
Really? What
Like,
do you
I
think
remember.
they replaced them with? Or do you think they just
I think
removed
they
it
just
outright?
taught them how to type. Typing. Because that's the new way. Typing.
Yeah,
So,
it's true.
yeah,
Especially when everything is online nowadays.
Yeah.
we submit our essays online, we play games online, we text each other online. Everything's online,
Yeah.
Which is great, because how would we be having this conversation right now? But to be fair, the way that that played out for the younger generation isn't the best of worlds for us,
Exactly.
So, what do you guys? How do you guys feel about the younger generation's school-wise? Like.
I think they've been more laid back compared to us, to be honest.
And how so?
I feel like they've been sticking to their screens more often than not, instead of like actually socializing with other people. They usually stick to their games instead of talking to their family members or talking to their fellow classmates.
No,
But
yeah, for
that's what
sure.
they usually
That's a
do.
big one. Yeah, you wanna go off that, Emmy?
So I feel like for today's generation, like with Gen Alpha, it is not looking very good education-wise. Like, there's been videos and these kids, they can't even like they can add or multiply simple fractions. It's kind of
Do you think they're
concerning.
spoiled? Like spoiled children?
No.
No.
Not all of them are spoiled, but there's
They just have
studies and
access to technology that they shouldn't have.
yeah, there's studies on this and there's a rapid change in children. They become attached to it,
Yeah.
and there has been videos of kids actually fighting the parents if they take it away.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's very true. I saw a video the other day, and this mother and her child were at a restaurant, and the child was using like a tablet or an iPad, and she fed it to her, and she her eyes were just locked on the screen. She wasn't even like looking at the food or anything. She just looked was like eyes was locked on the screen.
Did she even eat the
She
food at
did
all?
eat, yeah, but she was just like looking at the screen the whole time. She wasn't even paying attention to the parent, which
Okay.
is really concerning, Now.
If there was like an age you would like give a device to a child, what would it be?
That's a good question. Me and Emmy will answer that. I would say if I had a kid, I would probably give them a phone or an iPad, maybe like at middle school? Middle
Middle
school?
school?
Definitely.
10,
What
11?
about iPad?
I'd still like
iPad, iPad.
12 or 13.
I would steer away
Maybe
from
11.
iPads.
stay away from my password.
Would steer away from them. I mean, if they want one for, like, you know, just recreational use as they get older, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
They want to watch, you know, they want to play games, they want to chill out on their iPad. If they're older, that's perfectly fine. You know, it's less...
Yeah, it's completely normal.
They don't gain much of an addiction because they haven't known that their whole life, you know.
Yeah, they're used to being offline instead of...
Yeah, and socialization really kicks in. You know, it's better for them that way. How do you guys feel about these slang terms nowadays for them? I've heard really terrible things about them.
Like things like skibbity toilet. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Don't even ask me. It's terrible. And the way they treat adults too. Have you seen the way they treat adults, dude?
No, I have not.
They're so disrespectful. So really? Disrespectful.
What,
yeah.
What did they say to them?
Dude, I keep seeing videos of them because they're all over my feed because you know the algorithm.
Yeah.
There is this teacher trying to consolidate a third grader, I think, and he was just screaming at her, saying, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that." But it was all over. Because they didn't have time to play the Kahoot or something like that, some like in class game.
Oh, yeah.
And he just got so rebellious over that. It was like, damn, you know. Also, their actions are a really big role, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to add on that, Emmy? You want to add anything? If you don't, it's fine. We can always switch to another subject.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it is that it goes back to the iPad, because when you give the kid an iPad, it's like they develop an attachment to it. And it's not like animals in the wild. Like, you take away that item, they'll feel like they're being threatened because it's everything to them.
Yeah, and like... keep going.
And I blame the parents, because the parents just...
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I was gonna say that, actually.
Yeah. It's more of a common trend in millennial parents, I notice. Millennial parents just use it to kind of shut up their kids, you know. Just
so
say,
I was
hey.
More towards towards what's it called, the later generations.
How so?
I don't know.
Well, millennials are just a few years older than us. They're like in their
30s, 20s. Yeah.
Yeah. But those people are starting to have kids, and they're using iPads to shut them up, and look where that's going for them. Yeah,
yeah.
Going off what you said about
emotional. Do you guys think you would give your child, if you ever had one in the future, a device?
I mean, we kind of already answered that question, but I'll reiterate. Yes, okay. But not right away from as they enter school.
Okay.
I want to I want to touch on Emmy's subject about attachment to devices, because that's a really, really kind of scary topic, you know? I like how you use the analogy of the animals in the wild, because that's really, it relates to that. Taking away their stuff is kind of, it's what it means to them. You know, it means something to them. It's like if you take away, our food and water, basically. You know, that's basically their whole life to them. And if you take it away, they can't live.
It's very essential to them, huh?
Mm-hmm. Because that's where they get their entertainment, that's where they get their fun, their whole thing, you know, they're
just
fixated on
it,
yeah.
If you ever take it away from them, it's like you take away their, what they know about the world. Basically.
Yeah. It's like you take their stuff and you kick them out into the real world, how are they going to act, you know? They're going to throw tantrums because they can't use their iPad in public? Mm-hmm. It's a really scary issue.
What do you think these kids will grow up to be?
I don't
like,
even
later on. Well, later on, once we're adults,
that's
maybe
really
when
scary.
when they're like teenagers, already.
When they're functioning members of society, they're like,
yeah.
"Do you remember Scooby the Toilet, bro?"
that's hilarious.
But you want to talk about the medical issues? I know Apple implemented a feature that they implemented where it would prevent people from looking at their screen too close.
Really? How's that been going?
I don't know. A lot of people have been disabling it. It's a condition to do with the eyes and their cornea or something like that. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure because I'm not educated on it because I'm not into medicine. However, I know it's very scary because kids are all up in their face with these iPads and the LED and OLED screens. Just artificial light and LED lights, you know. It's not good for you because it makes your skin pale because you're not getting enough vitamin D.
Yeah.
But these kids, they're not going to know, like, socializing.
Mm-hmm. Because... and in addition to that, I feel like they would, what's it called? They would be less athletic as well since they stay indoors most of the time.
Yeah. Most of them just sit at home and eat, and they don't actually get outside.
Eat, sleep, do homework.
Because as a kid, I played baseball a lot. My parents.
That's good.
I played baseball a lot, so... I've had that opportunity to actually go outside and build muscle. Mm-hmm. So I'm not totally fat, but, you know, I do have some muscle more than chub. But that's a different conversation for another time. How do you feel about children using technology way up in their faces, Emmy? Because you kind of haven't talked a lot. It's fine if you're not wanting to talk, but just, wanting to...
talk. You know, I just wanted to let you guys finish, but, you know, it's not... It really is not good at all. Like, here's the thing. It's not so much of the screens that are affecting, like, their vision. It's just the fact that they're not closing their eyes. And we only get water from blinking for our eyes.
Yeah.
Which is not very good considering, like, they're glued to it 24/7. You know?
Yeah.
And like you said about the athletic... the athleticism of them in the future. Like me, I was never really... I did do sports. Not for very long, but I did go out with you know, my parents.
Yeah.
My dad,
yeah.
You know. And I would be out there, you know, playing tag and all that. You know, not glued to the iPad.
Yeah. Like, I want to mention this, and I actually, kudos to the parents that actually don't do this, because I work with kids. The kids that I worked with this summer, they are very unreliant on technology, surprisingly. Like, oh, I really? Never had to take away their phones, only like once or twice. I never had to tell them when they can get their phone back, and, you know, they were just very
understanding.
Understanding without it, you know? They understood how to sound out words, which is really surprising. They understood
that's good.
Phonics. That's good. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, yeah, but you keep going.
Most of the stuff that they talked to me were actually very, like, understandable, if that makes sense. They weren't told to memorize words. Mm-hmm. Like, when I told them, if you don't know a word, sound it out. Or if you don't know a word, come ask me. The most of the time, I heard them sounding out words, which is very, very nice to my ears, because most days kids, they just memorize words. You get it.
But, I'd like to think that there's like a few cases of where parents actually treat their parents right. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like social media paints Gen Alpha as like a different, more ready type of generation.
I mean,
Yeah,
you should. I'm just gonna put a pin in that. That's how millennials saw us, you know. I mean, connecting to that, that's a past idea. That kind of assimilates to what we were viewed as, you know?
With our, at least once.
Yeah, with our MLG, Trickshot, Doritos, Mountain Dew, you know?
That's our own kind of...
That's our own stuff, but, you know, that's how we were viewed.
Yeah.
And eventually, it's going to go the other way around, you know?
Yeah, but in addition to that, I was going to say, I feel like... social media paints them to be like what do you call them? Naive in a sense. And I like to think that there's actually more cases where parents actually treat their children better instead of just let their children be carried by their devices. You
know? Because
that makes sense.
That does make sense, because some children are like reliant on these devices to teach them stuff. Like, teaching them manners, teaching them meeting new people, socialization, but on the internet, you know? Like, not real social skills. So it is, but I do like what you're saying with parents and how it's not their fault. Mm-hmm. But it's mainly because of these devices are extremely addicting. It's like a drug. I mean,
yeah, it's full of dopamine.
We can't say that because, you know, we're on the same thing. But yeah, you wake up and you're like, oh, let me check TikTok or Instagram, and you just scroll, you know.
Yeah.
It's like that.
I find myself scrolling for hours.
Yeah, like our parents didn't teach us to do that. That's what we taught ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to teach ourselves how to scroll and how to do this online if we know how to do it. If some YouTube video showed us how to do it or some tutorial, you know, which is great. Learning new skills is great. But if those aren't beneficial skills, like learning how to type and learning just basic, like, math or anything that's arithmetic, it's more for just entertainment. Mm-hmm. You know, don't get me wrong, I still watch YouTube because, you know, it's a place
to
watch
stuff,
videos.
Yeah.
But it's the content. The content that's on these platforms is severely kind of damaging our younger generation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of that, do you want to switch to the subject of content creators and what they do to...
Oh, yes. I want to have a good conversation about that. But I want to let Emmy speak for a little while because we've been talking, me and you, Drew. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Continue. Yeah. You want to say something, Emmy?
About what?
About... you got to be paying too much attention, dude. I'll cut that out.
I'm trying to do my homework, too.
It's okay. I'll cut it out. But we're talking about parents and how the internet taught them these things, but parents didn't, like, manners, you know, like parents taught us manners. Parents taught us how to say thank you, you're welcome, oh, you know, just like very common, like, manners. But the internet, you know, they teach children stuff too. So how would you think, what is your viewpoint on children who rely solely on information from the internet?
I don't blame them. Like I said, I always blame the parents because they're not there to teach them these things and what's right and wrong.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. But we're talking about in the case if these parents are teaching these things, like manners, mm-hmm. and the moral compass.
Even if they are, you know, it's like, obviously the children are going to look at the more appealing things, the videos.
Of course, yeah.
It's in their nature since they're children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, anything brightly colored and all
because
that.
Because it's their intuition. They're trying to learn these things, you know? They're curious about them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not their fault. But continue.
But yeah, so that's like the real thing where they're just gonna follow whatever is trending. And honestly, the internet is not... It can be good, but it's mostly not, because it's just not, it doesn't teach you what's right and wrong morally if you go on the wrong side of it.
Uh-huh. It just kind of tells you, oh, like this and that, and this is great for you, or this is, or promoting this for you. I want to transition into what you mentioned earlier about content creators and people who, support these things, you know? So go ahead, that's your topic, Drew.
I want to think especially of, like, Skibidi Toilet. That's like, one of the mainstream... Okay, it's okay to laugh, but...
I know it's okay to laugh. Continue.
Yeah. Especially, like, things like Skibidi Toilet, and then these words like Sigma... That is like, especially mainstream around the younger generation,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like it partly affected us too. With their,
of course, it's definitely affected us. Don't even, but that's their words. They created those words. We didn't.
We didn't. We just got it from.
Yeah, we just stole it from them. But seriously, it's very, especially their lingo. Back to linguistics, their language is very simple. You know, they don't know how to spell words, like, because they have that whole language approach. They don't have phonics,
mm-hmm.
which is like, you know, apple, A-P, and then P-P-L-E, or no, P-L-E, yeah?
Do you think they spell it as APLE?
Yeah, APLE. But no, seriously, that's really big because these content creators just want. They just want views. They don't care about
really
their audience.
They just want views and money.
They're just like, oh my gosh, look at these kids watching my stuff. I must be a good content creator. I must be a good family-friendly content creator. Mm-hmm. You want to mention... Go ahead.
Do you think there's some content creators, like a few minority, that will actually like try to teach them about life? Like what they need
know, of course. I mean, incorporating entertainment with valuable life lessons is something that we should... These children should
always
be learning.
Strive to do. Yeah,
yeah, because it's fun, you know, if you're watching like YouTube videos about Skibidi Toilet, and at the end it's a valuable message, something like that. It's a meaning behind it. There's no just, it's like, or I used to call it brain rot. You know, you're just watching it for hours and hours, and it makes no sense. There's no thing to it. There's no message. You know, I don't want to get studenty, but there's no real purpose or like. Actual exigence behind it. It's just for like you to consume and it's not going to get you anywhere, you know.
Yeah, it's just
the content creators. It is, it's going to boost their views and get them more money and monetization, but for you, yeah, no, it's just going to make you more, it's going to only like deepen you into this like spiral of just hell and YouTube, you know.
Yeah, that's a bit like what's it called? That's a bit too much in the word hell, but I know what you're talking about.
Sorry, more of like a downward spiral of like,
yeah, it's this
downward spiral. Yeah. But that's a better emphasis.
That's a better description.
Mm-hmm.
But especially on video games as well.
Mm-hmm. Know, yes,
they,
too.
These is essentially like a time waster.
Yeah, so I mean, we're one to talk. Let's be honest.
Yeah, too.
We play Roblox. We play freaking Call of Duty, Fortnite, Minecraft. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we can't
especially
talk
these new games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't talk. But like. I've seen kids that play for hours on end, and they have no filter. They cuss,
like they,
and they're
they
like
always...
eight.
Really?
Yes, I've heard lobbies on Fortnite where they're just like cussing someone out, and I'm just in shock because, like, aren't you eight? Aren't you still in grade school, my friend?
Grade school.
it's actually really shocking to see. Yeah, to see these kids.
I,
just...
To be fair, I never cussed in grade school. I started cussing in like. Middle school.
Middle school. But, seriously, it's really shocking to see these kids are exposed to that language on the internet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At such
it's
a young
crazy.
Age. Yeah. They don't understand the harm of the word, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's honestly crazy. But, I want to go off the recent events of some of you may have not been participating in it or just seen it happening because it's kind of widespread, but I want to go off the Lunchly versus Lunchables analogy. Because
really?
We and a lot of other people, our generations, grew up on Lunchables. And it's not to say that it's healthy for you. It's not the greatest. But the idea that Lunchly is trying to overcome and take over Lunchables is kind of a weird thing to do because Lunchables is kind of a staple in educational culture and format. And be like, oh yeah, I'll pack your Lunchable, or you know, these kids wanting Lunchables, you know, because it's a cheap, quick way to eat lunch at school, and it gets, you know, it's like, oh yeah, Lunchable, let me try some, you know.
Yeah, in my opinion, I think Lunchly is like more, what's it called, unhealthy for these children.
Yeah.
Instead of Lunchables, because at least Lunchables, you have some ingredients that are at least okay for the children, but Lunchly is mainly unhealthy foods like chocolate. Power drink? What, who's gonna drink these?
Yeah, like and plus they're just influencer brands. Yeah, they're
exactly.
influencer brands.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Beast behind the Feastables bar, and I don't know about Prime, but Prime, yeah, Logan Paul, I think, behind Prime. Like, that's just sugar water with, like, a little bit of extract. I've had Prime. Yeah. It's okay, you know?
Well,
it's not the greatest.
Prime is, like, I mean, it's like most sports drinks, it's full of sodium, but mostly potassium, and it's not...
It also, yeah, electrolytes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does...
I'll drink Prime if, I'm, like, really exhausted. Yeah,
yeah, it's for electrolytes. It's meant to be an energizer. Not like a hardcore energy drink like Monster or Red Bull, but it's meant to, make, you know, wake kind of you up and fulfill you with those nutrients, which is good. That's great. But I don't know if... if I look on the labels and this is 0% fruit juice, like, and it has like a fruit flavor, like, then are you using artificial flavors? Yeah, artificial flavors. But Capri Sun, which is used in many Lunchables things, is almost always made with fruit juice, like, or some sort of juice, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen in, yeah, I've seen when I serve kids, I give them some Capri Suns. I always look at the labels, because, you know, and it says fruit juice, fruit juice, fruit juice. It ceases to say that, which is still something that kids need. Fruit, you know?
Yeah.
Nutrients and
different
things.
What's it called? Do you think children still eat these old brands that we used to eat in our childhood?
I mean, I wouldn't say they're less of an option to eat. I would just say there's more better, quote-unquote, options that are available to them. Like Lunchly, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, oh my gosh, this person supports this? Or Mr. Beast supports Feastables? I like Mr. Beast. I want to try it, you know?
Yeah.
It's all about this person, this platform they've built. You want to say something, Emmy? And again, I apologize if I'm pushing you. It's just you're not really active in the conversation, so I want to involve you more.
No, I just like wait for you guys to finish, but
you could butt in anytime.
You can always butt in. You know, you can always butt in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, with Mr. Beast, it's like the thing about it is that he's always like he's getting exposed about a lot of things right now, and I mean he's manipulating children to buy his products.
Oh my god! Yeah.
He already has a food chain and chocolate bar chain. And he changed the ingredients from, he changed it from, like, healthy to sugary. Which is more than Hershey's, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah. Hershey's is crazy. But I want to talk about the, as you mentioned earlier, oh, God, I forgot what I was going to say. It was about, I think, the idea of children being exposed to inappropriate things.
Oh, yeah.
I believe you mentioned, I forgot what it was, but it was something about children being exposed to inappropriate things and items. That's a really big issue.
Yeah.
It's a really big issue.
In our generation too.
Yeah.
Exposed to it. At a pretty young
because we're the generation that became woke, and is this, and this is the new generation, like, oh my gosh, if you're straight, get out, you know, but I don't want to really involve that, because that's a different topic.
Yeah, however, very controversial.
The idea that these children are being exposed to these ideas is very unnatural, you know?
Yeah, like, speaking of that, I saw, like, a post where, it's called, a dad, congratulated, his daughter for being trans.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, like,
and
these parents are...
What happened?
Do you know how old the daughter is, like, in estimate?
From what I saw, she looked around, like, 4 to 6 years old.
That's not...
That's a very interesting thing to do. Oh, my gosh. But, it's becoming a real issue. Children being exposed to these things at a young age.
Especially their parents promoting it, you know?
Yeah. Continue, Emmy, what you're saying?
We should probably talk about that another time because it's a whole different topic.
Yes, children being exposed to inappropriate content. That might be another episode idea. Maybe the future episode.
Yeah, we should cut that part out, to be honest. Maybe.
Yeah, we should cut that part out.
Of the excessive use of sexuality. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. Back to the thing. But that's a serious topic that should be probably converged at a different time. I wanna end by saying, how do you guys feel about children that have not been exposed to sort of technology and its graveyard?
I feel like they're like the rarity, they're very scarce. Why are you laughing at me?
No, it's like it's true because like these kids, they're like they hear these words and they're so confused, like. That's not what I've been hearing. What does that mean, you know? And
I feel
like
these children would be, like, very eloquent in just speaking, you know? I feel like they would be more exposed to books, nature, maybe overall socializing. maybe having like a getting better outside. Time socializing with especially us. I think they would socialize well with us, to be honest.
Yeah, because they're not so like addicted to these like technologies, you know.
It's because they've been experiencing other things outside of
which is the more traditional way, which is great, you know. I wasn't raised that way, but it's still excellent, you know. At least your child is reading, they're going outside, they're playing outside sports. Games, they're meeting new people, they're meeting children, you know. If that's perfect, I'm gonna cut out meeting children. But no, seriously, that's great for them.
Yeah. What do you think, Emmy?
It's great, honestly. They're probably living their best life because they are doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the ones that are going to the screen. And I've seen before and afters, like, before the iPad, and it was this girl, and she was really happy. She looked like a normal child, but then after, became like a zombie.
Yeah.
Like, stuck to her
it
device.
Just, yeah. Oh, it just kills them in the head, you know. Mm-hmm. Going back to the first thing we talked about, they're just really, that's what they know, you know. That's what they're exposed to. That that's how they adapt. That's like what they are gonna talk about and experience, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, to sum up everything that's been said, the younger generation is probably one of the most interesting yet. At risk of being, what's the word? At risk of being, I would say, exposed and maybe growing up too fast is the issue.
Maybe. Do you think their intelligence levels would be lower than ours?
I wouldn't say that yet because some of them are still very young.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have a full idea. But some Gen Alphas are in middle school, so maybe that'll be soon. But, yeah, I want to close off and say anything. You guys have any final thoughts?
No, I think that's it for me.
That's it. Anything to conclude?
Thank you for joining our podcast. And thank you for listening.
Yeah, we want to thank you guys for joining and talking with us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
But the last thing is, like, this could be something that even though there's many problems with PC, right? Because it's not our generation. Think about the ones previously.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying the same stuff about those generations.
Yeah.
So, it could be just a personal thing where no matter what time, you're going to believe that your generation is better.
Yeah.
Or healthier, which it most likely is. Depending on what generation that is, but like based off of data.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Alright, well, that pretty much sums it up. Thank you for joining us today. Tune in for next week for another topic. Next Thursday. Sorry, next Thursday.